17 degrees.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8. And now, on DAB. This is...
From the Sky News Centre at 2, the Conservatives have accused the government of a botched nationalisation as emergency legislation to save British Steel is debated in Parliament. The company's Chinese owner says using blast furnaces at the site in Scunthorpe is no longer financially viable. Shadow Business Secretary Andrew Griffith says Labour should have announced the measures during the spring statement last month.
Let's be crystal clear what today means. We are entering a tunnel with only one exit. This is a botched nationalisation plan revealing the government has no plan.
Iran's foreign minister has thanked Oman for hosting indirect talks with the US over Tehran's advancing nuclear programme. Previously, President Trump has threatened to launch airstrikes if they don't stop developing weapons. The police in Greece say an explosion last night took place near the offices of a railway company. There continues to be a widespread anger over the handling of a 2023 train crash that killed 57 people. A US judge says a hearing can be held next week to address the resentencing of the Menendez brothers. Lyle and Eric were given a life in prison without parole for the murder of their parents in 1989. And in sports, Manchester City are hosting Crystal Palace in the first Premier League game of the day. Live to Darren Stanage at the Etihad.
Where City have turned a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 advantage. Brilliant game here. Palace in front through Eze before Richards heading on from a corner. But then cue the City comeback. Kevin De Bruyne's free kick in off the post. Mamouche made it 2-2 just before half-time. And after the break, the dominance continued. Kovacic and McAtee of City heading into the Premier League top three. It's City 4, Palace 2.
And in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic lead Kilmarnock 4-1. And forecasters say they're expecting it to be the hottest day of the year so far today. Temperatures could hit 24 degrees Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gayway. Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
The bathroom mirror's laughing at me, 'cause she knows that I'm just one drink away from your sheets. And I told myself I wouldn't be here again, but here I am falling for a future ex. It's bad. Baby, you're hot, and I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You're wearing your red flags on your sleeve, but if I rip off your shirt, I won't even see. You're a beautiful carnage. You could do a lot of damage, but if you're heavy-handed with me, I think that I can handle the heat. And it's bad, so bad. You're hot.
knows that I like the way I look in your sheets. Oops. Stupid.
Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Your Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. On my mind, and mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
That to start off your Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. It is Basil and Pride Matters with me, Alex.
And me, Kurt.
And me, Jazz.
And we have someone new sat in the studio with us today.
Hello, I'm Daniel.
He's just been kidnapped again.
No.
It's a
no,
very sad
no,
story.
Yeah, he's just joined me in getting kidnapped. Alex has dragged both of us here in handcuffs about in this chair and told us we can't leave the studio.
I feel like more realistically, Jazz has gone full Stockholm Syndrome now and has now just started kidnapping people herself.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
So how about that to start off Pride Matters?
Cheery Saturday vibes.
Beth McCarthy's brand new song, Hot and Stupid, followed by Chaperone with...
Pink Pony Club.
My brain did not brain again. I have not had enough coffee. I'm going to send Dan on a coffee run soon.
That's away. Why Dan's here.
Yeah, Dan's here to supply me and Kurt with caffeine.
I mean, to be fair, Pink Pony Club, iconic at this point. That new Beth McCarthy track.
I mean, come on. Now, Beth McCarthy, her music is just on point.
Her
let's be real.
Voice.
Her voice is just...
Also, you want to talk LGBT anthems as well. I mean, half her music is literally about being LGBT, not just being like a really good LGBT artist, but like so relatable for so many people as well. I mean, we love Goodbye
so
on this show.
Relatable.
She herself absolutely is. Yeah, Goodbye on this show. And again, loving that new one.
We'll let you figure out how to spell bye in the song Goodbye.
No prizes for guessing.
No prizes for guessing looking at the bisexual one, Jazz.
What? Why am I always pointed at and laughed at in the studio?
Did anybody say laugh?
No.
No, but I saw Alex's grin about to turn into a laugh and I see Mr. Dan there laughing at me silently.
It was hard to hold it back.
Oh, the other reason why Dan's here today
is to laugh at Jazz. Me, Kurt and Dan are here to bully Jazz. That is the only other reason why we're here.
Is it because I'm wearing a Hello Kitty shirt?
Yes.
No. Might have something to do with it.
We've got to be nice, everyone.
He says with a smile on his face.
I didn't agree to this. Did you, Kurt?
I don't recall signing a contract.
No, neither do I. The only contract I have is to turn up here every Saturday at 2 p.m. And
honestly, we struggle to get him to do that.
Yeah, I have to text him and be like, Alex, are you on your way?
Right, guys, this is all going to shock you. I was the first one here today. I was here at 1:45. I was here early.
I was in Asda shopping for Red Bull.
And we're back.
So, Kurt, what's on today's agenda?
Well, pure chaos, as always. But yeah. I feel that's just part and parcel when we have Jazz in the studio. And Jazz plus one, I dread to think on that front at this point. But loads of stuff to talk about on today's show. I mean, firstly, there's a lot of stuff in the calendar either that has just gone or is going to be coming up within the next couple of days, all of which we need to talk about in some way, shape or form on today's show. I mean, Jazz has got the calendar in front of her at the moment, it being the 12th of April today. So in terms of stuff that has just happened, literally a couple of short days ago on the 10th,
we had National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day.
And on the HIV front, which of course, big hot button topic and always will be in the LGBT community. Of course, Freddie, we love you. But
Freddie is amazing. I don't care what anyone says, Freddie is amazing.
We also have National Transgender HIV Testing Day on April the 18th. So anyone out there who is trans and anyone who isn't trans should always get tested for HIV and AIDS.
There's nothing to be scared about.
And speaking of the HIV side of things as well, although this is realistically probably should be a topic on next week's show, it being the 19th, but on the 22nd of April, it's Paul Wilson's birthday, who was a major face when it came to black HIV, if memory does in fact serve me correctly.
I double checked your facts there, Kurt, because I'm not too sure whether that's accurate or not.
Over to Jazz in Dictionary Corner.
over to the youngest one in the studio, Jazz.
Okay, well,
Paul Wilson.
Put on spot.
Oh, Paul Wilson.
Come on, Jazz.
He was an American activist who actually founded the Black AIDS Institute in 1999.
See? Alex putting doubt into my head there. I was correct.
He was very heavily involved in the gay community through sports and social activities. And he raised lots and lots of money for HIV and AIDS. Please remember, you can order online discreet testing kits yourself, like free to your door in discreet package, if you are scared that you do have an STI or HIV.
There we go.
Interesting.
So, obviously, at the HIV side of things, of course, that is going to be a topic on today's show, but also loads of stuff coming up in the calendar besides. I mean, especially something for next Saturday. So, we will mention this again on next Saturday's show, but by that point, fair play if you've already made plans for your Saturday. So, put this one in your calendar now, because it is Basden Pride's Easter bingo event next Saturday.
Looking forward to this one. I almost forgot about it until you mentioned it. Thank you very much.
Dame
Dolly's going to be there.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
you may see me there.
I think we definitely will. But we'll get onto all of that as we go, as well as plenty of tunes besides. And of course, we have the wonderful Dan here for some input as well on today's show. It's going to be jam-packed, plus the tunes as well, some of which, I don't mind saying, are absolute belters. Oh, who am I kidding? All of them belters.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. We have got a couple of songs lined up for you. We don't, to be honest, we don't care whether you like the songs or not. We're the ones in charge.
Well, Alex is the one in charge, actually. Every time I suggest a song, he shuts it down instantly.
I do not.
How you do.
I have to side with Jazz on this one.
How dare you? I'm insulted. We will be back shortly.
On Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
Kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red heart.
About that. Appetite.
Appetite.
Please, for the love of all things holy, save me and Kurt are just sat here looking at each other just like, save us,
Kurt's
please.
Got his mouth open, his jaws.
He's
speechless. Do you know the best thing about all of that was, is that 30 seconds before we went live, Alex turns around and says, right, now I'm going to have to, I need to get in the zone because I'm going to have to sound like I'm really enthusiastic about this song, despite the fact I don't really enjoy it. And the second the microphone went live, all you heard from Alex was, well acted. Oscar goes too.
I had to act like I liked the song, but I really can't stand
it. You could not bring yourself to do it.
I couldn't bring myself to listen
to it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. I'm so sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry.
Leave.
Jazz, we are not giving you any more Red Bull. Ever.
I've had so many, I've now got a headache.
Good. Because that song's giving me and Kurt a headache.
Do you know what? I'm going to throw it out there. It is an annoying victim of what I've often referred to as the DJ's curse. Like, dear listener, if you are listening to the radio too often and you hear a certain song that is popular enough that it gets played everywhere and gets played on all the radio stations, in all the shops, during every ad break on TV, and you get sick to death of it, that is absolutely fair. The only thing I would say is, imagine being the one whose job it is to play it.
Trust me, it gets really, really, really annoying. I actually feel sorry for Ryan.
Ryan on Drive Time.
On Drive Time. I feel sorry for Ryan and Abby on Drive Time.
Oh, they're playing peak chart music at that
point. They're playing peak chart music. And then we get that one person who calls in and goes, can you put on Appetite, please? No, that song drives everyone up the wall.
Do you know what? Appetite's not got into the upper echelon of overplayed DJ's curse little songs for me just yet. I mean, you've got a way to go before we're talking about you amongst the same category as Blinding Lights or Gotcha, Somebody I Used to Know.
Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise took enough time away. I can deal with it now, but yeah. At its peak,
it was just played every three songs.
I mean, Blinding Lights, I mean, in 2020 especially, was the worst for it. Like, every DJ, the running joke was you would fade your microphone up as the song ended going, it's like, always nice to hear a little bit of The Weeknd's Blinding Lights here on Gateway 97.8, and now for a bit of The Weeknd and a Blinding Lights. I swear that's what it felt like.
Or, now, Kurt, I'm pretty sure you can agree with me on this. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, dear God.
LMFAO.
No, gentlemen, I think that I think I've just killed Kurt's music taste.
LMFAO. No,
literally, like we're just sat there. It's quiet.
Or Cheerleader by Omi. That was overplayed.
Yeah. Oh god.
You guys, in the grand scheme of things, are relatively new to the radio sphere. You do not know how much pain this is causing me. Trust me, those songs.
Right. What, 5 weeks?
Me and Kurt have to do this every Saturday. Every damn Saturday.
You're still new to it.
I have been, Alex. I have been around the radio. I've been around this show a lot longer than these two noobs.
Get back to me in 18 years.
Yeah, Alex.
You don't get to comment on overplayed songs yet.
I have a whole child. You know what the one overplayed song is for me?
I'm guessing.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Jazz. Do me a favor. Leave.
No.
You are criminal. Leave.
To be fair, are we at the stage? Are we at the stage A when Bluey has been introduced?
Yep.
And are we yet at the stage where we are sick of Bluey?
Not yet. Peppa Pig, I'm sick of. Peppa, goddamn.
It could be Caillou.
I don't allow my child to watch Cokemelon, thank God, because otherwise that gets stuck in my head.
To be fair, I'm a recent uncle. I've got a 1-year-old nephew, and I've sat down and watched a fair share of Bluey with him. Can I just take an opportunity before we actually get back onto topic to say, the writers of Bluey, clap it in. I mean, for an actual kids' TV show that is tolerable to watch as an adult.
I can actually sit there and watch it with my daughter.
I've been transfixed.
Yeah.
It's genuinely good telly.
Now, let's get back.
It is, for Australian telly as well.
To reality. Kurt, let's get back onto topic.
Right, so, a lot of stuff to talk about on today's show on the... Jazz is gone.
I'm just going to fade Jazz's microphone out for a moment.
So,
and we can still hear her.
A lot of stuff to talk about on today's show, of course. And we'll probably address some of this a little bit more on next week's show when it's closer to the date. But considering it's coming up on the 18th of April. Now, of course, a couple of days ago, it was HIV awareness. But on the 18th of April, it is the Transgender HIV Testing Day. Which acknowledges the disproportionate impact of HIV on the transgender community whilst encouraging routine HIV testing, prevention and care amongst transgender and gender non-binary people.
It's frowned upon, isn't it? It's really looked at in a bad way.
It is frowned upon.
I mean, HIV in general still has quite a lot of disproportionate stigma around it.
HIV can be managed with constant medication as well.
I mean, to be fair, exactly. The medication nowadays is so good that there are so many people living normal lives with HIV who are just non-symptom showing, not contagious. The contagious isn't the right word, but not able to transmit HIV. That they are absolutely fine. They just have it, and you wouldn't know, and it wouldn't affect you
people
or them in any way.
Think it's disgusting, though, and I think that's disgusting to look at it that way.
And it is still thought about weirdly as the gay disease, which is such an outdated opinion.
People also think of it as a death sentence as well,
which is so not nowadays. Again, now I both love and hate Russell D. Davis's, quite frankly, amazing It's a Sin for this, because number one, it is a fantastic drama. We love Russell T. Davis just in general. I'm a massive Doctor Who nerd. I'm going to shut up there because otherwise I'll be here
hate
for the rest
Doctor
of time.
Who.
Leave.
Yeah.
But
I will say this now. If you go on a Doctor Who moment,
I'm going to rein it in.
I will happily yeet this desk at you.
I'm going to rein it in. I'll be good. But Russell T. Davis,
not doing with you nerding out again.
But Russell T. Davis's It's a Sin is amazing. It's a fantastic drama. Ollie Alexander from Years and Years is awesome in it. And really shines that spotlight on that time in history where that initial awareness of HIV was very much in its infancy, when it was running rampant around the gay community because of that lack of understanding around it. So it's a fantastic series for that. However, I feel like some people who are maybe less in the know got both an education and a bit of misinformation for it, and maybe having seen that, think of it as being such a death sentence still now.
I think it needs to be shown in schools more often, so people think that it's less disgusting to have and see it more of information and stuff like that.
I fully agree.
People need to realise that it's common in everyone. One in five adults have an STI in their lifetime, whether that's chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes or HIV. And there are at-home kits you can order off the NHS for free that come in discreet packaging and that what and that you can send back to a lab. And if you do end up with one, they do send you medication for free in discreet packaging as well, so no one actually has to know.
Oh yeah, like 90% of STIs are treatable in some way, shape or form
antibiotics.
Nowadays. Yeah, for antibiotics, antivirals and the like. There's only a very small handful that there is not a known cure for at the moment.
You just need to ask for help.
Please get
tested.
You
do need to ask for help.
It is so, so important that you do get tested, because if an STI is left untreated for a long while, it can cause long-term issues.
Yes.
And with that's other health problems too.
Yeah.
That is the last thing that anyone needs.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. So we'll talk about the HIV side of things more next week, because next week's show falls on the 19th, the transgender HIV testing day falling on the 18th. It makes more sense to talk about it closer to the day. But of course, because it's going to come before next week's show, we wanted to mention it at least once today.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to the most about next week's show?
Go on.
The day after is Easter Sunday.
It is. It's Easter weekend.
I have got the biggest Easter egg that I could find in the shop.
The price of Easter eggs.
Save that rant for next week.
No. Bad bisexual.
I've already got my Easter egg.
Yeah, I had a mini egg Easter egg. Mm-mm-mm.
I start buying Easter eggs the second they're on the shelf.
Yeah. Speaking of Easter eggs, Kurt, your favourite Easter egg?
Oh, I thought we were going to do this next week. Okay.
We might as well touch on it now.
Oh, favourite Easter egg. Do you know what? I personally, I'm partial to the Nestle ones. I'm a Cadbury man normally, but I quite like the way that Nestle do their Easter eggs. It's very snappable.
Yes.
It's almost got that groove pattern in the egg, like almost like a football. You can basically snap bits off very easily.
Do you not
headbutt
your Easter eggs?
I throw them at the wall.
No, I am civilised. I punch them instead.
You just headbutt my Easter eggs.
I feel like I'm the most normal person here.
Kurt, though, your favourite Easter egg?
So, it isn't even off any of the Nestle ones. I mean, I'll do a Maltesers one 9 days out of ten. It's not necessarily my favourite, but it is my go-to.
Jazz.
Mini eggs.
Dan.
Milky Way.
Hesitation.
Now, I will openly admit this. I'm a massive cream egg fan. I absolutely love cream eggs.
It's fair. Does it count as an Easter egg?
But.
Not really, no.
No.
I prefer the mini eggs. Easter eggs.
See, a civilized person, a man of culture.
From Zinedine Zidane over here.
How dare you assume my pronouns?
A person of culture.
There we go. Better.
With a really bad haircut.
I feel like I need to separate the children in the room.
He's halfway across the room. Just put a barrier up. He's got. They are going to flip that table at me any second.
Right,
now.
Well, the next song's playing. You stand in that corner. You stand in that corner. Alex,
yes,
play
Dad.
It.
Okay, we've got the next song coming right up now.
Thank you. cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, hollow jeans, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine, Lana too. Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it. Oh, 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 oh.
On Gateway 97.8.
Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. Shining stars. He said, go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life.
Sorry. So Avicii, The Night, and before that we had a bit of Madonna. We can't go wrong with a bit of Madonna, can we?
No, definitely not.
We were all dancing around the studio. Oh well, he was dancing. I was spinning around in my chair.
And I was just sitting here.
Jazz was just being Jazz.
Spin me right
round. I was sat there making sure that we actually got back on air at the right time.
I'll be honest, you threw a couple of shapes doing the Vogue. Come on.
You've got a better chance of getting me to do the YMCA or the Cha Cha Slide.
Right, we know what the next song is.
Oh no. My god, do we have that on file?
We do have the YMCA. I may be, you know, slowly wheeling Alex's chair away from the desk so that we can get that one on.
Yeah. Nope. Nope, I'm not moving.
You will be moving to the YMCA.
Alex has got his hands gripped to the desk. Kurt's trying to move him. Get him!
Yeah, ain't happening. Oh, dear. So...
I will make you move. Firstly, your arms will do this, then they'll do this, then it's a C, then the A.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yeah, no.
Come on, young man.
Young man.
Jazz, I'm pretty sure that song is older than you.
When did it come out?
About 1970 something?
It's older than me.
It's older than...
It's older than my mum.
Oh, Kurt, can you actually check that when YMCA came out, please?
No.
I'm curious now.
So my favourite thing about that is it is one of the most recognisable songs in the world, and yet Jazz got as far as Young Man.
1978.
So it's old. It's younger than my mum and my dad.
I wasn't even thought of.
Neither was I.
Neither was I.
I wonder.
In other news, Gen Z gets baffled by the passage of time.
All right, millennial. Listen, you were born in the 1900s. You can't speak to me. You're ancient.
I was born in the 1900s
too.
All right, old man, don't speak to me either.
Respect your elders.
Exactly. My boyfriend says the same thing, and I'll tell you what I'll tell him. I'm going to put you all in a nursing home.
Actually, Dan classifies as Gen Z.
Technically, I suppose.
Hey,
there's no identity about it. Gen Z, 1997 to 2012.
I'm not. You say put me in a nursing home. That's great. That's great. You can be the one paying for my nursing home. It's fine.
My boyfriend.
We don't love you that much, Kurt.
95. Oh God.
Please don't tell me that you just got baffled by someone being born in 1995.
Was he? Wait, he's 28.
Yeah.
It's 1990. Seven, possibly six, depending on when his birthday is.
Okay, it looks like we're breaking Jess's brain here. Let's get back into the topic, shall we?
Right, back
please
onto
do.
Topic before I start drawing Hello Kitties all over the desk again.
Yeah, we've already had management tell Jazz off for that. I don't know if we're going to have
They've given
her
me
back.
A whiteboard.
I don't know if we're going to have her back next week. Well, I don't know, Kurt. What do you think?
Oh. I think I bring light and...
It'd be too boring without her.
Actually would. Who would you bully on the show?
Dan.
I'm not here next week.
Oh. then we bully Kurt.
Well, yeah, I dare you to bully your producer.
Would I be so mean? Yes. But I'd do it when we're off mic.
Hey, if you want someone to take you to Easter Bingo next week, you need me.
I'm not going to Easter Bingo next week.
I've got work. I am going to Easter Bingo, and who knows, I might even go in drag.
Well, it is Hey You'll Have Competition because Dame Dolly's down there. Hey, Saturday, 19th of April, we're back on the air at 2 p.m. But I don't want you to make your Saturday plans just yet, so I don't want to be telling you about this next week because you might have already made those plans. And if you are, you'll be kicking yourself about the fact that you've missed the chance next Saturday at 7 p.m. to get down to the Towngate Theatre where it's Easter Bingo with Dame Dolly.
So make sure you're there.
Oh, that hurt my ears.
Good.
It's a night of laughter. It's a night of fun. Look, if you've seen Dame Dolly before, you know what you're signing yourself up for. Bringing her signature sass and sparkle to this. Are you ready for this? Egg-stravagant evening of bingo madness.
Woo!
That sounds good.
And
you have to be mad if you're going to turn up, because chances are you have to do all jazz.
You have to be mad to miss it, in fact, because it's absolutely free.
Okay, if you miss out on free bingo, there's something wrong with you. Unfortunately, I have work at that time, so I can't exactly be there.
Yeah, it is absolutely free to go down there. Now, when you get your tickets, they do ask for a £2 deposit. That is purely just so they can actually guarantee the number of people that they can expect. More so just for accommodation and all of that sort of stuff. You pay
it's
a £2
good way
deposit.
To do it, though.
Yeah, and that £2 gets refunded the second you show up.
Literally,
so
it
is free.
Show up, it's like, yeah, okay, here's your £2 back, now go away.
Yep, so it is free. You just drop £2 at the moment just to lock in your space, and they give you that £2 back the second you show up at the door. So the event is free. So there'll be great music, there'll be great games, there'll be great fun. It's all part of the Basden Pride Together programme as well, where we do a number of LGBTQ+ adult networking events throughout the year. It's been a hot minute since we did one, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
So yeah, don't miss out. Mark your calendars and get ready to shout.
Yeah.
No. Yeah!
No, bingo. You shout bingo.
Bingo! Bingo!
Right, well, I'm taking home the jackpot.
Okay. Jazz, you peeked out then for a full 2 seconds.
I am sorry to everyone listening right now. You just got me screaming for your radios.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, I think everybody's going to need hearing aids after you.
You're going to have to be loud for the bingo.
You what, love?
Sorry?
What?
You're going to have to be loud for the bingo.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to have to be loud for the bingo.
Jazz is just getting the practice in.
Oh, hell yeah.
So again, Saturday, 19th of April, next Young Saturday, 7pm till 10pm, Towngate Theatre, St Martin Square, Basildon.
Don't miss it.
Get yourself down to Easter Bingo with Dame Dolly.
You better start running.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, run and get those. Run and get your tickets, because they do sell out quick.
They're going pretty damn quickly.
If history is anything to go by, they are going to go
quicker than the blink of an eye.
Last year, but by the time there was a week till the Easter Bingo, there was 4 tickets left. Yeah, I think they're going to go pretty damn quick this time.
They're going to go very quickly. And also, talk about...
We had to beg and plead with Towngate Theatre to give us some more room so we can have some more people.
Which is part of the reason why they're doing that £2 deposit, is so that they can actually turn around to Towngate and go, look how many tickets we've sold already.
Now, we need more space, really. Give us more space, thank you.
So again, you can get your tickets via the Basildon Pride website, basildonpride.co.uk. Click on events, you'll see the Easter Bingo event there, and there's a little link at the bottom that says get your tickets.
Also, you can check on our social medias as well for a link to the tickets.
Or you could follow me on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jazz is going to be posting religiously in the lead up and during the event, I'm sure.
So we
do not pay Jazz to promote our events. We have our own team to do that.
No,
Jazz is just broke.
I'm just broke. Follow me. It's Tobin Cos on Instagram, everyone.
Oh,
plug, 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 plug,
plug, plug, plug, plug, plug. I will give my other Instagram name out, but that's not suitable for air.
Play a song.
Okay, so we have got just one more song coming up.
We can squeeze in a couple if we're lucky, but...
I think I know exactly what we're going to have. Let's have a little bit of Imagine Dragons.
Yes!
To
Matters on Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. 'Cause everything's so wrong, and I don't belong living in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could.
Absolute tunes. We had Imagine Dragons with Radioactive and Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
We were just saying it's impossible to think of that song. If you're of a certain generation, it's impossible to think of Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles without doing your best Terry Crews impression.
I mean, come on, that Vine took off pretty damn quick.
You can't,
and I miss you.
You can't not. You cannot not do it.
Oh, God.
Shake my head like a maniac, don't
it? Guys, you are a maniac.
Sados.
Give yourself whiplash doing it. You're going to need to lie down.
My ponytail hitting the side of my ears every time I shake.
Your ponytail hit me.
I'm glad I'm sat on the other. I'm glad I'm sat on the other side of the desk because I'm free from being ponytailed.
Honestly, you're not safe.
You are not. But I will just take my scrunchie out and just go.
But the good news is, you are about to be safe as long as you can get to the door quick enough, Alex, because it is the end of the show, thankfully. So as long as you can get there before Jazz, you are perfectly fine.
And I did cross country, so you are not going nowhere, sunshine.
I did cross country and long distance.
Yeah, but I guarantee you I can jump further than you. I'm just going to jump on your back, just start whipping you, my ponytail. Bang, bang!
I also did long jump, so where do you want to start?
Right,
let's stop fighting on air. Come on.
Let's fight off air.
Let's fight off air. Who do you think's gonna win, guys? Me or Jazz?
Put a poll up. Yeah, Daniel even says me. Are you on my side?
I'll just give Jazz a Red Bull and that'll sort things out. We have
Kurt, you're next to me. Do you think I'd win?
I think it's best for my health if I say yes.
However, we are getting angry looks from the management at Gateway. So I think that's them trying to tell us that we have to get ready to sign off. But we have got enough time to squeeze in just one more song. Kurt, what are you thinking?
I think it's got to be a bit of Kylie.
Oh, a little bit of Kylie. That is what is going to be coming up for you right this second.
On 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.